This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. I literally ganked an ice cream sandwich on the way here in the car.
Does that mean f***ed off? I don't know what ganked means.
By the way, when you started playing that, I for one second forgot I was on the podcast and kind of thought we were just listening to it. it's a theme song and I expected somebody else to talk. And then I was like, wait.
I just pressed a button and it plays the show. And it's just us sitting here. Honestly, listening. Such a good prank.
React.
Do you want to be on my podcast? And I just like see how long it takes for the guest to be like, do we
talk?
Are we listening? Is this a pre-record?
It'd be so funny to do a guest you've never met and just play. Oh yeah, I'm playing the intro.
And Will, to be clear, I did not off on the way to the
gank
studio.
Mean?
Steal, grab. I ganked it from the freezer.
And I
took it into the, and I was a sublime ice cream sandwich from Trader Joe's. Huge shout out. I'm always eating these. I'm always buying a single box and finishing it.
Are the ones with the cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the one with the cookies.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but to my mind, that is the best ice cream sandwich you can purchase.
Oh, I agree.
That's absolutely right. It is one of the best ice cream sandwiches you can purchase for home consumption.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. And for non-home?
That's a really good question. And we're going to find out right after this commercial break. No, I'm obviously joined by the Wrecking Ball crew.
Chow!
Hey, we're pretty good.
Because obviously it's Chow-mas.
That's right.
I don't have Christmas sound effects, but I wish I did.
Feliz Chavidad. I'm pretty close.
Feliz Chavidad. Guys, holy.
That's very
fuck.
Good.
That is brilliant.
Feliz Chavidad.
So much.
It's gotta be Feliz Chavidad.
Yeah, I like it to be a little bit of a harder to understand pun. Like Chow-mas is like too direct, you know? Feliz Chavidad is like, you have to think about it a little bit. It doesn't just make sense.
We gotta come up with this t-shirt or a sweater.
Feliz Chavidad.
Feliz Chavidad.
Comes out in April.
Yeah, right. We have it booked for takes way too long to make. But anyway, I'm obviously joined, and it's been a while since I've seen you guys, because there was a thanky and you know, things,
et cetera,
I see you guys less. I don't work with you anymore.
I know.
It's true.
So what's been going on? Will, why don't you give me the state of the union?
You know, I've been stressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Sure. Working hard or hardly working?
Working hard. Looking forward to the end of 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have been making some strides, or at least buying things and hoping that I can build a new system. Basically, this is all to say that I...
Will's building a bomb. Build a new system. I've been buying sort of...
I've been buying things, so that should help.
Yeah.
No, I was doing some Christmas shopping, and I freaking went onto a sick-ass website and bought myself a beautiful 2024 physical planner.
Gosh, didn't you give me so much shit earlier this year for doing
but
that?
Here's the thing, Rady. What I've decided about myself
okay.
is that like I'm not that organized by nature, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm trying to do is be more organized. And so I do still want to rely on my digital calendar, but I want the act of copying it over as a thing to just
help.
Basically like I'm trying to be more on top of the big picture.
And is this, you're copying over an event like Will has to do his taxes, or is it more like Will's got to spend the day writing?
It's a combination of both. I think I go to a lot of concerts. I'm going to a concert after this show.
I
want to keep track of that. I want to keep track of everything that I'm trying to do so that I can do less running around with my head cut off.
Have
basically.
You fully forgotten about a concert before?
Yeah, maybe once or twice. It's usually I'm going with my best friend and he will be there's this concert. Right.
You go to a lot of concerts, I find.
Yeah.
It's sort of a big thing that you do on the weekly.
Yeah. Not weekly, but I mean, I go a lot. I love going to concerts. It's the best. So I'm doing okay, and I am looking forward. I also bought a desk organizer and a freaking set of sticky notes that have like each day of the week on them so I can freaking make a plan every week.
You're an organizational king.
Well,
I'm trying to be.
I've largely just bought these things, but I did start writing some goals for 2024.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I had a huge day.
Rainy. Absolutely. Please dish. Rainy, how was your day?
Sorry. I went to the train museum.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
Did you decide to do this?
Did doesn't
you,
sound like a rainy decision.
Did a friend say we're going to see the train?
No, I went by myself.
Oh my.
Okay, so how did you decide I'm taking myself to? Because there's nothing wrong with doing this stuff by yourself. No. I honestly think it's great.
Yeah.
Solo train.
Like, and trains are sick. So I'm with you on that.
I mean, we got to start this story even earlier.
Oh. Which is, the year is 1998. Rainy is 5 years old.
I go to a brunch place in Highland Park. Oh. And actually, the server was like, oh, I just saw Miles here last week.
No fucking way. Yeah. Wait, that's so funny.
I know. And she was like, he was all babied up with his dog Birdie.
That's right. That's
she was very right. nice.
Oh,
but
wow.
Also, I had to wait in line for fucking ever. And then the guy at the counter was actually really hot. But then
this story is taking so many cliffhangers.
I'm not getting a sense of why you go to the train museum. It's not been brought up at all.
Get there.
It's okay. Coming. It's
she'll
coming.
Get there.
So I go up finally after waiting in line, and I order chilaquiles. So essentially order, and then he says, so he actually turns out he says, how do you want your eggs? But wow. I thought he said, how many eggs? And I was like, well, I'm hungry. So I guess three. And he was like, what? And I was like, which is a lot of eggs, by the way.
Three is good. It's honestly. That's good for me. I'm eating three. I have been eating so much that my stomach's about to explode, like often recently.
You're doing snake meal. Where you eat a bunch and then you rest for the rest of it.
Is that something people are saying on TikTok? Is that something you just coined right now?
That's a good question because I think it could be huge.
No, it's already the thing.
Okay. Yeah. Snake meal.
No. I'm citing. But so I say like three and he's like, what? And it was like really awkward. And I was like, what? And he was like, how do you want them? And I was like, oh, over easy. Obviously, when it comes out, one egg. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I just ordered.
I'd love three times eggs. This amount.
And then he said, how was your day? I thought I was like, I'm not risking it again. I said, what? He said, how's your day? So we're in love.
Oh.
Okay, and now the train museum is where.
And by the way, this guy, and I hate to naysay here, but you found him to be of lover's talent.
Yeah, and it was interesting.
He piqued your interest.
He piqued my interest, but he did not brush his hair, which I didn't like.
How did you know that?
Because it was like sort of all like scraggly.
Scrangled.
Yeah.
It was scrangled.
It was interesting, but he had kind of cool tattoos.
Okay, that's really hot.
So anyways, I'm at this restaurant sitting by myself and I'm just like, there's no Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So then I'm like, okay, well, I guess since I can't tap around on Instagram, let me think about what I'm doing tomorrow. And this is all to say, I did some work and I was like, should we go to the train museum for the tripod? But then I got nervous. I was like, I don't want to get kicked out again.
Oh.
Cause I think the bid is up.
Yeah, no. So we have been... Repeatedly, on the weekly, we've been being kicked out of sort of almost every establishment in town.
So I was hunting.
Yeah.
So I went to the train museum to see if there was a place that we could camp out and hide.
Oh.
And I think we might be able to do it, but I'm thinking the abandoned zoo might be even better.
That's easy. Abandoned zoo is no problem.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my big day.
Okay, that's huge.
Yeah, it was a pretty moment.
I was really interested because I was like, this hot guy going to be like, I'm really into trains. And you're going to be like, oh.
I thought he was going to go.
There was a lot of details that sort of didn't connect to the main thing
narrative
that we were told was the story was about.
We gotta go back.
Yeah. I wish he had asked me to the train museum. But he was working hard. It was busy.
Well, this is the thing. Like, there have been times where I'm like, is this barista? Like, are they interested in me?
But I don't think he was
interested. There's an Onion article.
No.
That headline is barista not flirting with you.
Well, and here's the thing though, it's tough because when I was a barista, I was doing the flirting.
Of course.
Every single person that came in.
Men,
women, children. Okay, not children. But you're just that. Well, you like you're getting the tip, but it's also just like your job is to kind of be charming.
Yeah.
And I was being like, hey, what's up? Oh my gosh, you're gonna love this.
Winky.
Winkies. We got to get to the phone lines now. If you like the show, and fucking keep listening. And if you and if you love the show, you can join the Patreon, where we have ad-free extended versions of every single episode, including this one where we fucking waxed about all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm. We really were going in.
We kind of went in hard on mostly everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, join the Patreon for bonus episodes and all that juicy jazz. Also, buy the freaking merch.
Yeah.
And we're all wearing right now, this is the Heather Gray University crew neck. And it's obviously looking hot. It's looking steamy. Super thankful to everyone. By the way, I'm super thankful to super thankful. I appreciate everyone who's bought it in the past, and I appreciate everyone buying in the future. We're twinning, by the way, and you can get that sheesh at perfectperson.shop. Feliz Chauvidad. It's so good. I can't even think of anything better. But we got to get to the phone lines and answer those people's questions. Bring. All right. Well, okay. This is interesting. Somebody's scheming with a boy that she likes.
Oh, here we go.
That's interesting.
Hi, Miles. My roommate and I, we did a little scheme, and now our progress has been halted, and it involves this boy that I like, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to progress the scheme. So
I've been training my whole life for this. Thanks.
Oh my God. I love a scheme with a boy.
Can I just say that was something that I very directly did as a youth? I was always trying to come up with a scheme for, like, instead of just like getting to know someone and like being confident and being like, hey, let's like hang out, being like, well, what if I can find a way so she's alone at the perfect time and I can just like, then I that can be my moment of like,
yeah.
And it's like, no. You just like need to have a conversation.
No, I remember.
I was always trying to do a scheme.
But in high school, sometimes it's not like you can't just talk to somebody.
For sure. Well,
no,
I was
you have to think about it.
And I'm overthinking and I'm obsessed with this, have this huge crush on somebody. And so in my head, I'm like, how can I plan the perfect moment where like, I won't be embarrassed and they'll be into it. And guess what? Shit never worked.
I'm like, I remember too, just being
for
like,
me at least.
Hey, can I talk to you? And everyone's like, and then like
you go to
like,
a group of people and you're like, hey, can I talk to you?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Pretty sexy.
Well, it's like you just am like, because I don't want to talk to them in front of everyone.
Well, of course.
I remember one time though, I was in my student production of Footloose. I was Willard. I was a sophomore. And I asked this senior girl to prom.
Whoa.
And it was she was like, oh, like I'm going to prom, whatever. And I was like, we're all getting dressed for the dress rehearsal or something. Everyone's like getting dressed for the thing.
Whoa.
And I was literally like, would you want to go to prom with me? And everyone in the room was getting dressed, just goes, it was like everyone in the room was like listening to this conversation.
Oh my God.
And she was like, oh my God, like I'd actually love to. Like we could go. And I was like, yeah, just as
well,
like,
this is really nice. What a nice, but this is what I'm saying. You didn't have to scheme shit. You just fucking walked in and pulled your MP
scheming
shooter
is so
out.
Fun.
But that was the rare opportunity that I didn't scheme. But I feel like often it's like, yeah, you're like, well, I'm going to go on a walk with this girl.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Ask her after class. Then, you know, like
you're trying to find the best way to do it. I'm going to get her friends pulled away. I don't want to ask to talk in private. So I'm going to have my friend get her friends away. And it's like, what are you doing, man? Just walk up to the plate and swing, you know?
Oh, I'm still doing that.
Rainy's still scheming with the barista from whatever.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, had I known.
How many eggs do I want? What about your number?
3.
I'm thinking about going to the train museum later.
You want to meet up, link up at the train museum?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to help you with your scheme so you can get your dream boy. And I'm obviously here with the Wrecking Ball crew.
Ciao.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're going to need a fake name for you, and it's got to be
Bubble.
Bubble. We couldn't be more excited to help you find love. So tell me about yourself.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm a college student and I have a little crush on this boy in my class. And
what's his major?
Biomedical engineering.
Careful.
Rainey just said careful. Why would that? Why?
Rainey's trying to imply that biomedical engineering students have fuckboy energy.
I know it sounds really bad, and like a lot of the guys in my major are really bad, but he's actually really sweet, and I met him through another one of my friends who is really good friends with him. So.
Hashtag not all biomed majors.
Biomedical. Yeah, yeah. Okay, he's a biomed major, but he's really sweet.
Yeah, he is really sweet.
Okay, so you continue. Met him through your other friend, and is this the person you decided to come up with the scheme? What's the scheme? How did it get waylaid? I love this scheme.
Yeah.
The scheme, okay. So my other friend, I need a fake name for her.
Julie.
Bubble and Julie.
Julie, okay. So I met the boy through Julie, but the scheme is with my roommate.
Okay.
Me and my roommate, who's like my best friend, we're trying to come up with like a way to scope out if the boy might also like me back.
Yes, okay, love
this. Okay, this is a classic.
Classic, I know. Without like revealing that I like him.
Yeah. Couldn't be more classic. Easy. Couldn't be more classic.
Easy. So that way you're not investing anything.
You don't want to make him feel weird. You don't want to get involved. You just want to know, like, is he even interested at all?
Exactly. So I'm just trying to gauge my chances. And since Julie is such good friends with him.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, okay, like, let's use Julie and see if he likes me. So my roommate knows Julie, but like, she knows of her. Like, she doesn't really know her that well, you know?
She doesn't know her soul.
My roommate DM'd Julie on Instagram with my permission. So I was with my roommate the whole time this was happening, but Julie doesn't know that I know that my roommate DM'd her and was like, you know, this boy, right? And Julie was like, yeah. And then my roommate was like, okay, so like, I know my roommate pretty well. Like, we're very close. And I've been getting these vibes from her that she likes this boy. And okay, obviously, we're making it sound speculative, but my roommate knows that I like him.
Yeah, your roommate's wearing a wire, and she's like, yeah, I think exactly that my roommate exactly. is into...
He's a part of a sting operation.
Yes, I love a sting. Okay.
But the thing is Julie has not really responded, and I don't know how to proceed with the scheme.
Fatal flaw,
because I feel like she doesn't respond because she doesn't feel comfortable, like, talking about me behind my... Basically, she's being a good friend by not revealing and conspiring with other people about me, but like,
I
want her
that.
To do it. Yeah. I just can't tell her that I want her to do it.
How close are you with the boy?
Okay, so I've known the boy for like a couple semesters, and we've only like really talked in passing, but... This semester, like, we have a class together where it's me, Julie, and him. And we all sit together and we talk like a lot in the class because we don't really do a lot of paying attention. And also in the class, there's like, the class is 2 hours long. It's kind of ridiculous, but there's a 10-minute break in the middle. So we always talk during that. And also, he has brought me chocolate in exchange for taking notes in the class one time.
Aww.
So,
it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute, but like, I don't know if he's just being friendly or if he likes me.
I want to pass this over to Rainey because I really feel like something that Rainey maybe directly experienced herself.
Of course.
That's right.
So,
of course, in multitudes, in every parallel universe, I've experienced this. I would say, I mean, my first instinct, do you follow him on Instagram?
I do. I followed him last night. And he followed me back in like 30 minutes.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. That is a positive indicator.
I was just going to say, swipe up on his story. Not yet. In like probably 3 weeks. Oh. Swipe up.
But the thing is that we have 3 classes left of that class, and I won't have any classes with him next semester.
Now, obviously, I think somewhat antithetical to the people on this show, I would say that the way that I would want to handle
it. Do not say ask him out. Do not say it.
Well,
I'm curious, Rainey, and what's your hesitation? Just that it opens you up to a vulnerability?
I do think it opens you up to a vulnerability. It's also less fun.
It is less fun.
Well, I think there's something fun about a scheme, and I certainly like the idea of what you have going, but I do think that probably the more effective way, let's say you wait a couple days and Julie still doesn't get back to your roommate, then maybe you dive in and you talk to Julie yourself, because you guys know each other. You've been in classes together. Like, if you're actually friends,
yeah,
you could have a conversation.
I'm pretty close with Julie. But the thing is like, Julie's also pretty close with the boy, and I don't want to put her in a weird position.
Well, first of all, trying to fuck your classmate is like chess.
Yes.
Okay? It's like chess.
Because
the whole scheme?
You got a scheme, because here's the thing, though. It can end sour, because you also don't want, like, it, especially in college, you don't want that guy to move on being like, yeah, she was like into me. Like, you don't want to give biomedical majors any additional credit that they don't deserve.
These fuckboy biochem guys,
right?
Yeah.
So I do get that. Yeah. And I think that it's like, yeah, if you guys were a little bit older, then maybe I'd just be like, yeah, you should ask him to coffee or something. But it seems like in the scenario, there's so much red tape. You can't even ask him to coffee.
Exactly.
However, what I think you should be doing is, first of all, do you think that Julie wants to bang the boy?
I was wondering that too.
That was also my question. No.
Because me and my roommate filled my roommate's mom in on the whole situation to get her.
Let's get her on the horn.
she was really concerned about that as well. But Julie has a boyfriend that's been very serious.
Okay, so great.
Were they dating from high school?
Okay, they were, but then they broke up for like a year, and now they're back.
I don't mean to sow dissent into the situation, but Julie is a backstabber. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think Julie's a backstabber. I just think that, like, I don't know. You're like, you keep bringing up how close Julie and the boy are. It's just something to keep in mind that maybe Julie is into this guy.
Right.
But maybe just Julie is friends with you, friends with the guy. And it's like messy for Julie to have you guys be involved at all. So what I think you should do.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I still don't know how to proceed.
Like, I'll tell you. Bubble, don't you worry, because I'm about to blow your mind. The American Collegiate Study Group is the horniest possible place that can even exist.
Okay, now this is a really good point.
What?
I remember being a study group. One of my best friends, Jay, freshman year, me and Jay were in a study group with this girl who did not give a shit about us, and we both had big fat crushes on her. It is a hotbed for college students to want to bang each other.
And you and Julie and the boy all sit together. So
yeah, this is a pull in one.
Julie and the boy into a study group room, and then, you know, things can develop. You just kind of play it cool, and you see how he's feeling, and you're spending more time with him that way.
And by the way, here's the honestly, if Julie, it sounds like, is sort of a straight A student. She's top of her class.
That's what I'm hearing.
Here's my honest plan to this is going, hey, do you two want to do a study group? It's a group text situation.
Yep.
And you're just going to fucking keep on harping on the study group till you guys meet up. Yeah. You hang out with Julie, maybe. Julie sounds fun. You guys have a study together. However, the real key is you do the study group and you say, I'm a little hungry after.
Yeah, this is good.
I'm a little hungry.
This is really good.
Mm-hmm. And it could be after Julie's already walked to her car that you say you're hungry. Or maybe it's during.
You walk Julie straight to her car. You walk
Julie. Julie, get the hell out of here.
All right.
I'd like a campus dining hall. But I think a study group is going to be the way to go, because it's your natural in. It's your organic in.
It is completely organic, because you actually have to study. You probably have finals coming up.
Yeah. What's the class?
Theory of circuits.
Oh my God.
Electrical engineering.
That
gave me so much anxiety. I was just like, I could not take that class. I would fail.
I was like worried about the midterm. mentioning the name of the class.
I would say that the three of us, the Wrecking Ball crew, I include Miles in that. We don't know how electronics work, but we use them plenty.
So I'm the opposite. Like, I know how the circuits work, but I can't use a thumb drive.
That's interesting. I once dated famously the guy who
famously
I've mentioned him like a lot of times. The guy who now works at the New York Times crossword puzzle, and he couldn't open a photo on
Let's get real.
On his iPhone.
I love it. I love this. It's a great bit.
He couldn't open. You were sorry to interrupt you.
Well, he was just trying to show me a photo of like his parents' new dog from messages. He couldn't open it. And I was like, I can't. I don't understand. You made this.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Yeah. But anyways, okay, here's another big move. Because you do this in study hall, but in case that doesn't work, throw a party.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is a good idea.
Let's fucking go. By the way, if you threw a party or you were just going to a party and you invite in a group text Julie and the boy, then it's like natural. It's like, oh, my friends from this class, you should come to this party.
And because you're going to get to your fucking final. And look, if you're like me, you stay a little extra so you can party after all the finals are over, right? You get a little extra time
I was going to Denver immediately, but I respect that.
I think that my small college had a very fun like post-finals time.
We were fucking getting wild.
I would just say that, like you can do the study group, kind of feel it out. You know, even if Julie's there, she won't walk to her car with you, even though you keep insisting on doing that.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're just hanging out with him, you're chilling, you're studying, you're getting to know him a little bit. And then if you host a party, especially where you're like, let's blow off steam of being done with finals.
Yeah.
Like, he'll come.
Yeah,
honestly,
if he's been in your study group, he'll come.
I think that you invite them both and then offline with him, and as sort of like a jokey, like, oh, I really care about this, but like, I think you could like put pressure on him, like, oh yeah, you're going, right? Like, you're going, like, oh yeah, do you want to come?
That's flirting.
Yeah,
that's in the big. Yes. Yeah,
but he can't after that be like go to his friends and be like, oh, she was obsessed with me. It's like, oh, she just wanted you to go to a party. That's like different than you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if all of this fails, send him a text that just says, "I think I need help with my circuits."
And then, like, what emoji? The mermaid emoji?
Yeah. Oh, the laptop emoji.
He is really smart, so that could work. And I'm already in a group chat with him and Julie.
Great.
Which is
That's
great.
Really
and
great.
Yeah, you've got his number.
And I think the study group thing is probably the best because I'm not really a partier. I don't really have... Well, first of all, I'm in a very small dorm. I don't really have a place to host a party.
A dorm party is so fun, though.
Yeah.
I love a dorm party. But I also... But you don't have to throw one. I don't care.
Because of finals. Like, we're not... allowed to play music out loud.
Narc alert.
Narc.
Lame.
I know. So lame.
I remember being invited to study groups, and it was like, if there was someone I had a crush on in the study group,
oh, you
want to
go
way
more.
Well, then I'm definitely
going. I'll go. Oh, she's going to be there?
Oh,
like,
my God. That's cool.
I don't even have that much
Yeah.
I'm actually also, like, forcing proximity right now because I'm applying to the Reach Lab right now. Like as we speak, like I have the email pulled up. That was what I was doing when you called. I'm applying to the research lab that he works in now.
Oh, that's really good because it'll give you a lingering connection. Now you do want to be careful that you don't. If this ends in flames, you don't want to be committed to being around this person. But I think that I think you've got your head on your shoulders, and I think you have biomedical beneath your wings. And I think the study group's going to bring you in this guy who we didn't name. We just called him the boy, which I actually really liked.
Yeah.
The boy.
I think this is going to bring us closer together, and I'm proud of you, Bubble.
I'm proud as well.
We love you,
Bubble. Thank you. I appreciate so much. I love you guys.
We love you, Bubble. Well, you have a fantastic evening, Bubble, and thank you so much for calling in and being on the show.
Thank you for answering my questions.
Absolutely happy to. You have the best time. Bye.
Bye.
Two big things. First of all, I shouldn't have said I don't care about her. I was like, I don't care if you throw a party. Weird thing to say. But also...
This is a segment we like to call Rainey's Regrets.
Rainey's immediate regrets.
Rainey's immediate regrets.
You could have a Call Your Daddy style podcast.
What's that? What do I do?
Well, like you just are like, okay, and then once you are hooking up with him, here's what you do.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, it'd be sort of...
It'd be a special episode.
There's something funny about that because it's like me, a grown man, giving sex advice
We ran into this. We ran into this on the high episode we did, the last one we did, which was... Just like there was a moment where we're like, a lot of the calls are really randy, and we're like trying to give our, we're like not, we're trying to straddle the line between like,
well, it's like,
yeah, we're just
right.
Like, you're fun, we're just like doing some fun content, and then like, here's some hardcore sex advice from people who definitely know how to do it good.
Right. But that is the Call Her Daddy model is funny. That it would be funny for me to do just like a explicit sex episode, like what you're going to want
to
do.
To be honest. Miles, you wait to do this. You book like a sex expert guest.
A sex expert.
Like, there are some people who are, like, you know, sex therapist slash personality.
I should have Kelsey on.
Yeah, have Kelsey on. And just do, like, every call is hardcore.
By the way, that'd be a great fucking episode. That's so funny. Anyway, but she was, that also reminded me of how I went to a dorm party. I was the only upperclassman. I went to my friend's freshman year dorm party. As an upperclassman, I went. And we were like, this is so funny because we're, like, seniors, but we'll go because, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, and he was a sophomore. And it was the beginning of the year, and the RAs came, and then me and my friend were like, oh, we don't go here. And they were like, really? Well, we need to see your IDs. I was like, okay. And I gave him my fake ID because we were drinking.
Yeah.
It said I was over 21, but it said my real name. And my friend was like, I don't have my ID. They were like, all right, whatever. You can go. And I was like, fuck. I already gave my ID.
That.
They took my name. They looked it up in the system. And then I got summoned to honor court for lying to an RA.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, fuck. And then I had to go in front of honor court, and I had like an attorney that was a student being like, came with a stack of papers being like, let me just tell you, I see all these cases all the time. And I had to go in front of these two fucking dweeb ass looking kids. And they were like, so basically you understand everything that's going on. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, you guys are like younger than me. And I'm like, and what the threat that they were threatening me with was, they were like, you could get probation for this.
And you're like, I'm a senior. Well, I
was
like,
no, the problem was I was a senior, or maybe I was a junior. I don't remember. But I was like, the problem was if I got put on probation, I couldn't represent the school in any capacity, which meant I couldn't perform. So I was like, that was all I was doing every day. Yeah. I was like, I fucking drop out maybe. Yeah, I was like, if I get probation, I may drop out for a semester.
So basically what you're saying is going to a dorm party almost made you drop out.
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't have lied. Honestly, the real advice is I should have been like, I don't have my ID.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Anyway, Randy, do you have any more regrets before you go to the next call?
Well, I'm just sorry to hear about that story. It's a bummer.
Okay, let's take another call here. Dun, 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 dee, da.
Hey, Miles. I had a friend over recently, and they're a couple years younger than me. And I gave them some chips, like set out chips for our little movie night, and they licked their fingers between reaching into the bag. And they also said, num, num, num. To
That's
themselves.
Almost worse.
Ooh.
But I could hear it. Let me know what I can do.
Okay.
If I can do anything else.
Let me know if I can do it. I mean, we're going to need to hear all about this person and their sort of, I mean, that's a cardinal sin for a shared chippy.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hello?
You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back. I'm with the Wrecking Ball crew.
Ciao.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Okay, I'm really high. Okay, let's go.
Well, we just love to solve your problem. It sounds like a big one, the num 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 situation.
Yeah,
the licking of fingers.
Reaction.
I just couldn't. Yeah. I can't do it.
Oh my god, this is all I could have hoped for. Okay, cool.
Well, we're gonna need to give you a name, and it's gotta be Cheeto. Now, Cheeto.
Topical.
Thank you,
Cheeto. I'm gonna need to hear what happened from the horse's mouth.
So basically, I had friends over. We've been watching the Twilight series. We were on Eclipse. And I set out the talkies. Mm. And they were consumed. And I honestly was so invested in the movie in my little running commentary that, like, I didn't notice the om nom nom. Like, my partner actually told me about that. But I did notice some finger licking. And they, like, at one point got up and got a paper towel, but they never washed their hands. And they just continued going back into the bag.
Wait, were they high? Like, was this person fully sober watching Twilight? Or were they high dipping their... Because the reason I ask, A, because you brought it up before. A, you're super high right now. So shout out to you.
Shout out to weed.
Yeah. Shout out to weed. Marijuana, cannabis. It's perfect.
Thank you. Keep me alive.
But yeah. I would just say that, like... Because it's one of those things where if this is a sober person doing this, they just don't have good etiquette. But if they're high, they're probably just being thoughtless and stupid, and you could confront them a little differently.
Mm.
And I don't mean confrontation in, like, the big capital C kind of way, but, like, the next time this comes up, you should call them out and be like, hey, that's gross, don't do that, in my opinion.
I honestly, here's what you do. I don't even think, I think you do it in an even better way, Will.
Okay.
What you said, but even better.
You're the perfect person.
Well, thank you. Thanks, man. Here's what I would do. Okay, next time you have this person over and you have chips, because if this isn't going to be a repeat affair, you're never going to see them again. Mm-hmm. Then it's not worth bringing up. However, you bring put chips out. You're dumping them into a little box for everyone to have. And you go, no dippy fingy in mouth when you put it in the chippies. Okay, guys, that is my cardinal rule.
That's good.
You give the rule as if you didn't even know they
and
broke it.
You're saying it to the whole group, but you're really just saying it to the one person who was doing
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm paranoid about germs, so make sure if you lick these fingies, you don't put them back in the chippies unless you wash your hands. And say, like, honestly, these are finger licking good, and you could do a little sachet.
I will say my answer is get separate bowls.
Oh, one bowl for that person? Hey, here's your little your bowl.
No, get like three bowls, set them out, and then sort of track, like, okay, she's eating it from that. Yeah. I'll eat it from this side. Maybe sit on the other end.
But do you, to me, this is a situation where, like, we should all know, like, this is not, it's not acceptable to lick my fingers and then grab more chips. Like, that implies to me this person has not been confronted on their behavior. And, like, look, we've all done weird, gross stuff when we're high and we're just trying to get by like everybody else. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's okay. And, like, sometimes somebody just applying a light corrective actually helps you in your whole life.
Yeah.
So, Rainey, the reason I don't like your solution is because it's just, like, no, I'm going to accommodate.
Well, here's why I don't like what you said.
And, Rainey, here's why Will's going to jump down your throat.
Well, I'm
with the mansplaining
saying,
again, Will.
Well, sometimes it's just men explaining, okay?
But, oh, my God.
Boo! Will's fucking canceled. We did it again. He's done, dude.
No, I'm just saying, like, this to me seems like you guys are pretty young. This could be a person. There are many. My parents have always talked about people they knew growing up who had like terrible table manners and would just like eat with their mouths open, and you know they like had these habits that were kind of set and there was nothing to do about it. But you're at the point where people could absolutely still like I think having the rule is a reasonable non-confrontational approach. The other way to do it is do things exactly the same, then call them out in the moment.
Yeah.
Which I know might seem harsh, but if they're your good friend, you're just saying, hey, that's gross, don't do that. You're not saying, hey, I hate you.
You could be saying, are you licking your fingers?
Yeah. Just call it out. Yeah. Don't even put a judgment on it, because doing it in of itself should be enough. Like, unless this is a person who's just like, yeah, I'm fucking dirty.
And by the way, I would probably say, are you licking your fingers if she's my sister? I don't know if I would do that to the public. So no, I actually maybe kind of take it back.
For a sister?
Yeah. Are you doing that?
Well, see, but I think if you're good enough friends with somebody, it's just not an unreasonable thing, especially if you're hosting and they're your chips.
Yeah.
Which is why it's acceptable to set a rule. Mm. Like, just remember, it's like, you shouldn't have to set a rule. It's like, you ever see a sign that's like, don't flush pennies down the toilet? And you're like, who is doing that?
Well, that sign was there because
someone did. Because someone did. Yeah. 100%. So you can put up a sign. That's the most passive aggressive way to handle
that is, no licking fingers and sticking them back in the bowl.
And everyone's like, why are there so many signs?
The other thing that I'll say is Takis are a little spicy. And maybe they were like, I needed like a little, they needed to have a little release. So they were licking their fingers.
And if you want to be even over the top, you can get like wipes, like wet wipes, so that people can clean their fingers.
Or you can get chopsticks for the table.
Chopsticks
everybody
is
gets
not
their own chopsticks.
Idea.
Holding a chip with a chopsticks is not
like
a
everybody
good idea.
Has, take your chopsticks.
I think it would be hard
like
to maneuver
a
crunchy.
I like the, where your head's at. You're trying to think outside the box, but I think practically speaking, it would cause a creative mess.
Rainey is thinking outside of the bun, and that's why we appreciate it.
Thank you, outside of the bun.
But we hope this helps. It certainly helped us.
Thank you. I have something to say about the shaming, the naming and shaming.
Okay. Whoa.
That is the part that I'm like focusing on because I have like childhood trauma about that. So like in first grade, I was picking my nose and my friend Denise looked across the desk at me and it was silent reading time and she just mouthed the words, you pick your nose. And that devastated me, but it works. Let me tell you, it works.
I mean,
so I think that I might try that.
Denise is such a little prude, by the way, because I picked my nose.
Over it. You're in first grade.
I'm exclusively picking my nose all the time.
And you do it today.
And I absolutely did it today.
Yeah.
To make all the nose pickers feel seen out there.
I learned.
You ate it, though.
Oh.
Did you eat it?
I don't eat my nose pickers, no.
Yeah. What do you do with them? Wipe?
Put them in a tissue.
When kids talk about picking their nose, they're talking about eating it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Which is gross. And I'm thinking about it now and I'm getting grossed out.
Okay, Will. Well, anyway, we think that you need to put up a slew of signs, have some wet wipes, and publicly shame her in the comfort of your own home.
But we also didn't need to do the om nom nom part.
Oh, that om nom nom is actually, I think, cute.
Oh. Yeah.
I think that that's unfortunate. And I hate to say it, but so when she's eating, she's going, mum, num, num. Like she's like saying it after she takes a bite.
That's obviously not really a problem. It does maybe bother me.
If I did that in front of you, you wouldn't think I was being funny. Was she doing it ironically?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I'm pretty sure that from your description that she was doing it, it was like, and look, we all have our own little things and, you know, people do their own little things, whatever. But like this was, if you were doing it, it would obviously be a bit. Because you would make a huge, you would go hot, like you would
make a stink
nuts.
About it.
When Miles is doing a bit, you know.
Okay, that is enough.
Anyway, I know Miles has been trying to get off this call for maybe 5 minutes.
That is not true, Will.
Oh, well, yeah.
Excuse
That's
you.
That's fine. I can fuck off. It's fine.
No, never. How fucking dare you, Will? Will is a fucking crazy person. And by the way, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
That may be bannable from the studio. I can't believe you said that. She said, I can fuck up. She's stoned, man.
She's laughed.
You ruined her high.
She laughed.
This is crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy.
You're on probation.
You're a busy man.
You can't represent the show. When we call and say, okay, Miles is here with the Wrecking Ball crew. Me and Rainey say ciao. And then Will says, hey. For just the rest of the episode, Will's also here. Okay, here's another call about a girl's trip gone wrong.
Another one.
We've taken... Will, what? Well, here's the thing, Will. We've taken a lot of trips. Every girl's trip is different.
That's very true.
And in this situation, it's about a girlie that's not invited to the trip.
See, that's sad.
How do I tell a friend that's been kind of shitty to me recently that she's not invited on the girl's trip? Call me back, please.
See, how do you break it? This is similar.
This is hard.
Me and Rainey are going on a girls trip. Will's not invited.
And the girls trip is saying ciao.
And we're saying ciao as a goodbye. Because it can be hello and goodbye.
No, I know that. I actually do know that.
Ciao.
Ciao.
For Feliz Chavidad.
Well, again, that is so good.
Weren't he going to need to call the girls trip and get all of this tea about what is going on with their weird friend?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello?
Hello!
I'm Miles Bonsignore, host of Perfect Person, and I'm here with the Wrecking Ball crew.
Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha.
And also Will is going to be here as well.
Oh my God!
Will's on the call as well.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I hopped off the subway to take this call, and I'm not home yet. So.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, if you have the time, we'd love to speak about the girls' trip gone
awry.
We
really want to know about it, but only if you have time.
Only if you have time, unless you need to.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Absolutely.
Thank you for getting off the train.
Oh my gosh.
We're hearing the sounds of New York City.
New York City!
Is it New York, or is it a different
one? I wish. Not nearly as cool.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm trying to get to a quieter place. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, don't apologize.
I love how you're like in a random place in the city.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just
cool.
Like somewhere you've never been before because you never get off at that spot.
That's right. Are you? Yeah, don't get lost.
Yeah. So sorry.
No problem at all.
I'm good.
We're so excited to have you on the show. Me and Rainey as the Rainbow crew, and of course Will as well, who's here in the studio. And why don't you give us a debrief for what's going on in your girls group?
Here's the overview. I'm in my last year of university.
Okay.
Me and all my friends.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, once we start working, it's going to be really difficult to go on trips together. So we're like, this is the perfect time to go on a trip. And we're like, this is great. Mind you, our friend group is like 5 people.
What we're going to have to do is give them all names. We're going to have to give them all names. Yeah. And you're, of course.
Do I get a name too?
Yeah, you're going to have a name and it's going to be Velma.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be Velma. It's going to be Scooby. Yeah. It's going to be Fred. And it's going to be Daphne. And, yeah, of course, Shaggy.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I think Shaggy may have to be the one that's not invited to the girls' trip.
Yeah. Shaggy's been a bad boy.
Fred is in, though. So, yeah. Okay. Why don't you give
me. And Fred is hot.
And Fred is hot. So why don't you give me the sort of rundown using the Scooby-Doo names?
Okay. So.
Honestly, you can tell us about the people, and then we'll say that's Scrappy.
Yeah. Scrappy dudes in this.
Okay. So basically, our 5-person friend group has been more like a 4-person friend group recently.
Mm.
I want to say in the past, 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And that's basically the semester, right? Because we're coming to an end of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
So just basically this whole semester, we've been like, girl, what are you doing? Hasn't been treating us well. Oh. We got on a FaceTime call to talk about it, and she kind of blamed it on us for not reaching out to her, even though we had reached out to her.
When you say she's not treating you well, what does that mean exactly? I think that could mean a lot of different things.
Is she distancing herself from the group? And also, I want to hear about the FaceTime call where you sort of dress her down.
Yes. So, yeah, when I say she's not really treating us well, she's just kind of mostly distancing herself, but then also being a little bit petty about little things.
Mm.
It's if I'm just hanging out with one of my friends and I post something about it, she's kind of just like, looks like you guys had fun.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's...
So she's not coming to the things you guys are inviting her to, and then when you are posting that when you hung out with other people, she's being kind of catty about it, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't want to use the word catty.
Okay,
but
is that
I would like a different word.
Things like
Will's fucking canceled, actually. No, but yeah, she's being disrespectful. Learn from me, Will. about you guys all hanging out, and she's feeling very jealous.
Yeah.
And does she have another friend group that she's sort of hanging out with in tandem with you guys? Is she sort of looking to swap friend groups?
She's been hanging out with her friends outside of school.
Mm.
You know, we're still in university here. So, and she's from the city that we go to university at.
So you're sort of done with, you're done. And with, and the phone call where you call up Shaggy, are you all, you're all together on one phone? And then, was it a group FaceTime call? Or did you call Shaggy and say, look, bitch, here's all the ways in which you've wronged us? Or was it more like a casual call where you're like, hey, we feel like we miss you? What was the vibe like?
Mm-hmm.
So we were all on separate phones. And
sisterhood of the traveling
because, we weren't all together. We weren't let's plan a hangout without her and then FaceTime her and confront her. was not the vibe.
Got it.
And this was I'm assuming scheduled.
Yeah, scheduled.
You were okay, we need to talk at this time. Okay.
Exactly. And, I'm not a confrontation girly, so I was so nervous for it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I will give myself a fever over the smallest, confrontation. So I was just, dying. But basically, we got on the FaceTime. And also, we were just concerned about her, right? Because, it seemed as though she'd been struggling this semester. And really, procrastinating very important things.
Sure.
That we didn't think that...
Relatable.
If you procrastinate that, how are you going to make that up, sort of thing?
Relatable.
I don't know if she's going to pass.
You're seeing her struggle not only with your friend group and with you guys going on mysteries together, but you're also struggling with her sort of ignoring responsibilities in her own life.
That's exactly it. We've been pretty fed up with her for a while. Yeah. That FaceTime call happened a month ago, and we were pretty upset before that as a group. And you know how people feed into each other, right? Yeah. So that's kind of what was happening. And I'll admit, I was guilty of that too. It's I'd get pretty riled up thinking about it and talking about it with my friends.
Right.
Fast forward, we were wouldn't it be so fun to plan a trip for that week? We can get something cheap on Travel Tuesday and, do the whole thing. But because she hasn't been the nicest to us, she hasn't been talking to us, she hasn't really put an effort since then, we didn't really want her on this trip.
Yeah.
But now we're in this situation where she doesn't know about the trip.
Oh, this is brutal. This is
and she's going to know about the trip.
Well, oh, she's going to know. Well, here's you guys are definitely posting.
Oh, no, because, by the way, you simply must post the girls' trip. I mean, is it a girls' trip you didn't post?
Course. Honestly, no.
And, my question is, did you, when you were booking it, you obviously knew that this was going to happen, but have you been seeing her around when you were, like, around town?
No, because that's another thing.
You haven't been hanging out?
She doesn't go to class.
Oh,
she doesn't go to class. She never goes to class. You know, it's like kind of reciprocated because one of the things that she brought up was like, oh, like you guys never reached out to me. It's like, yes, we did. Yeah. And also, we haven't heard from you since like September.
Here's what I would do then. I think I've got actually the solution that's going to be everything that you're going to need and more. It's about to do your taxes, please, and it's about to help you graduate.
All right.
But when is the trip? The trip is next month.
No, February.
Oh, okay. So that's perfect. So basically, this is someone who's clearly going through something.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to say.
They're obviously going through something, and it's not going to be something you can fix.
Yeah.
I think also group thinking, like the way to talk to her, is going to be not what you want to do. She's going to probably receive any sort of criticism or whatever if it's one-on-one, if it's met with empathy, and if it's like you guys genuinely being like, hey, I miss us hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that not that you guys did do a group FaceTime where you were like, bitch, you need to step up or whatever, but if there was like, I think it's hard to hear from people all at once, like Miles is saying, I think one-on-one, where it's just appealing to like, you are my friend and I miss you, I think that's going to go over better. But obviously you guys are frustrated and you are kind of fed up. And it just sounds to me like she's like going through a major depressive episode. It's essentially what I am hearing.
Now, that doesn't excuse any
effort. No, it doesn't make it okay.
But I think what you should do is instead of just telling her about the trip, I think that you, it could come from you or whoever's closest to her in the group, sending a text or a meetup, just being like, hey, I really feel like we used to be a lot closer and we're not anymore. And I just like am really bummed out about this X, Y, and Z. And I wish that things were different. But that's like kind of how I'm feeling. As long as that you send a message like that that's met with empathy, because what that's going to do is going to have her, like when she finds out about this trip, it's going to feel, it's going to make sense. Whereas right now she feels like we talked, but like, like we're still friends. Like obviously I would be invited to the trip, you know, like you don't want it to come out of left field. And then look, if she does a fucking total 180 and it's like, hey, like whatever, then you could consider inviting her to the trip, but that's probably not going to happen seemingly. No. But I think you just have to prepare her for the level of like out of the group that you feel that she is right now.
Yeah.
Rainey, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Girl group expert over here.
Girl group expert. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I think that like the other, I mean, like the non-confrontational, like, you know, naive advice that I have is to be like, oh yeah, well we were hanging out, you were invited, but like you didn't come, and then we booked the tickets when you didn't come.
Yeah, which is also valid.
Me and Daphne, we're like, yeah, we'd still like to be friends with her.
Yes.
But you know, the rest of the group isn't really feeling that way.
Oh.
They're like, I'm done with her. I don't want her in my life anymore, sort of thing.
Then I think that
makes it even more complicated.
I think she will find out. And again, like,
well, she's going to find out.
A valid fake excuse is, I didn't think you would want to come.
Right.
Like, I think that it sounds like she's not making herself available. So a valid excuse for like, she's 100%. Not available is like, we didn't think you wanted to come and hang out with us. You have shown zero indicators that you would want to do that.
Yeah.
We booked these tickets and then like we didn't hang out for months. And then, you know, like,
And I think that's valid. I think that if you like, if you and Daphne, you guys are interested in bringing in Scooby back into the crew.
And Scooby, you know, she used to be fun, but not anymore. Really, she used to be sniffing around and solving mysteries.
Eating treats.
Ruby?
I just think if you do have a conversation with her before the trip, then you could essentially be like, look, we did plan this trip, but make the conversation about how you want to be better friends with her.
Yeah.
You know, that you're worried you're losing this friendship as you're about to graduate. And like, it means a lot to you. I think if you have that conversation, then you say on the trip, we did plan this trip without you, but I wasn't getting the sense that you wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, or you could have that conversation after the trip. It's just that her feelings are going to be hurt more probably.
Yeah.
So I think it would be smart in January. You and Daphne, or just you, or just Daphne, or so, you know, do your own thing. Velma and Daphne hanging out with Scooby.
That's right. Scooby, it can be Fred, it can be freaking Scrappy.
Well, Fred and Scrappy, you're not interested.
They're not interested in hanging out. Fred and Scrappy are done with freaking Scratchy. That's right.
I'm just saying, like, I think if you have that conversation before she finds out about this trip she's not invited to, it will make sense. And even if it still stings a little bit, it will be like, oh, I get it. Whereas if she's on Instagram in February and it's like, why are there's all my worse. Friends, even if you haven't hung out with them in a while and things are kind of rocky, why are all my friends hanging out without me on this big fun trip that I'm not included in? Like, I think it would be a mistake to not tell her before the trip, but that doesn't mean she has to come.
You think you would tell her directly? Right. I think I would just let her understand why.
Okay, well then I'm just saying before she sees Instagram posts, because I'm just thinking about the Instagram of it all here.
The likes, the shares.
Before she sees the digital content you guys are going to make out of your beautiful trip.
You're going live, making salmon, making margaritas. We're having so much fun. Thanks for the bits. We're always going
regular
live.
Regular people love to go live on Instagram. It's not weird.
It's not weird at all.
It's just an act of care. Like, it's like being like, I am thinking of you. Like, it's not like we just booked it and we don't care about you at all.
It's not that we weren't, unintentionally excluded you. We did intentionally not have you on this, but I didn't get the sense that you were in a place that you wanted to go.
We care about you so much, you're not invited.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
She also may be upset by not being invited, but also it's not your responsibility to invite someone that you feel is not being kind to you. And especially if there's a group scenario where all of you are like, this is not working out. Like, why is she not hanging out with us? Why is she being weird to us and being jealous, et cetera?
Given that you guys are in college and it's about to end, this could be like, you know, like, you don't want to end on a bad note. You know,
I think Miles's idea is really good of like coming from a more compassionate place and being like, I miss you. Like, I want to know like what's going on from your end, because I think like there might be something that you don't know about some like how Daphne treated her or like how what she's. So I think like the trip is contingent, like how you handle the trip is contingent on how that conversation goes.
I would agree.
Because I think there might be, I'm interested to hear what she says.
Yeah, me too.
You might have the answers.
And that doesn't have to be a confrontation. That can be just like a conversation about your friendship.
That's not a
confrontation.
And,
can be a conversation.
And that's the new merch.
Yes.
And that's on merch.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's not. I just ultimately think that you can get, like, can convey that you care about her, but also that you've been frustrated and that you're here for her if she's going through a hard time, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, thank you so much for calling in. And why don't you give us your closing arguments before you go?
Like what I'm going to say to her?
Yeah, I don't know. What are your closing thoughts? How are you feeling after your stunning advice?
Perfect advice, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what, honestly, like I've been so in my head about the whole situation, and as I mentioned, I hate confrontation, and that tends to like jumble my mind so much. You know, this is something that some of my friends just want to put off and not think about, but I can't stop thinking about it, and I know that if we don't talk to her it's gonna go poorly. It's not something that I want to do. So
you could text her about the trip, like before it happens, if the other conversation went okay.
Right.
But I ultimately think this is one of those things where like having a little bit of a remove to react and sort of type up your thoughts is actually a benefit, because in person it'll terrify you, like you said, and you may not actually say the things you need to say because you're too afraid to get it out. So.
And you can end the text with, would love to talk about this in person, too.
Yeah, would love to. Yeah. You can give her
You could start the conversation via text and then end it in person.
You just want to give her the context to freaking read the room when she realizes that you guys are having margs on the trip.
You guys are freaking posting your margs.
You're going live.
You're posting. Crashing bird scooters.
You are going go-karts and paintball. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Velma. I really do appreciate it. And as always,
thank you so much. We
hope you have a Feliz Chavidad.
Feliz Chavidad.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you so much. Love the show.
Thanks, Velma. Ciao.
Thanks, ciao.
Wow.
Thank you, ciao.
Thank you, ciao.
Feliz Chavidad is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's so good, dude. Well, as always, there's only one more segment.
We've been teasing it all day.
I know. We got a little real during. Rainy sort of opened up about an ex-lover.
If you ever heard it, I think you would crumble. I think you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm being perceived.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people don't like to be perceived, not me.
I love it. Give me that attention, baby.
Famously, I'm sort of mainlining attention.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Yeah.
It's time we get real on a segment we call Get Real. In an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves, we force a genuine moment. Mm-hmm. Sort of did that backwards. But I sort of said the whole thing backwards. I'm wondering, as the year comes to a close, what is something that you feel you could have done better this year?
Well,
a regret.
I would say for me, probably the biggest one is not saving money for my big European vacation, for which that's not the entire reason I'm in the hole. I also was depressed after I got broken up with and I was spending a lot of money on takeout. But then I decided to not change any of my habits and go on a wildly expensive 3-week vacation.
That's awesome.
And so for me, if you're thinking about overspending, my advice for you out there would be maybe don't.
I'm such a big treat myself.
I know,
person,
I love it. Same.
Because it's like, it's hard because life is hard. Mm-hmm. And at every moment, I feel like every single person I know deserves a little something for how hard it is to be a person. And it's like, yeah, you get broken up with, you have a bad day at work. Shit is so fucking expensive.
Just put treats in my mouth, baby.
No, I'm like, you do deserve clams. You do deserve having an oyster bundle. Or a crawfish.
You get an oyster bundle on Groupon.
Having an oyster bundle delivered to your house.
They might be spoiled.
They might be spoiled by the time the Vespa gets there.
Yeah.
But no, I am such a big treating myself person. But Rainey? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, okay, things I could have done better. I think this, to get really real.
Yeah, yeah.
This summer was pretty tough because my dad had some health stuff and I was fostering a kitten who died like some other stuff. And so I don't know. I think in times like that, it's like regret. It was like I was kind of just trying to, like, handle it, you know? So it's not really like regretting. It's like, oh, like that was hard, but I don't know if I, it wasn't even like there was a lot of choices. A lot of times it was just like head down.
Yeah.
Try and like breathe through the contractions, try and like be like, it's a season. It's like, it's, this too shall pass.
Yeah, that's interesting. And honestly, I bring this question up fully, like, I don't have many regrets. Mm. And I think that that is apt. Like, when things are really difficult, I really believe in people not being like, I should have. Like,
yeah.
Because it is so hard and all you can really do is just move forward.
Yep.
And like, when something is really difficult, like, it's just hard to have a clear head. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to be like, I shouldn't have ordered takeout.
Yeah.
But in I shouldn't have.
But in that, no, but... To freaking tee you up.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm like sad. I want just a little something nice, whatever. I so get that. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, it's so easy to, once you've gone through something like that, be like, oh, well, I could have just had beans and rice. Maybe you could have, but I think that it's, I don't know. I totally get that.
Oysters are the only thing that's going to solve this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do like oysters. I will say.
Clam bundle.
You gotta get the clam bundle.
I think that you're not wrong. I just find that, like, the like, sometimes that can be an excuse too, but in general I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I think if someone's going through a hard time and they're like not as nice to their friends as they want to be and they come back and are like, hey, I'm sorry, this was going through, it's like, no worries. I feel like I am endeavoring to be better at managing my time on this earth. There's only so much of it, and I'd like to be a little better. So I bought this damn planner.
call back to the beginning of the app.
Call back.
Huge call back.
Like, I'm just saying, there's no... I regret not saving, but it is true that I don't look back and go, oh, I was so dumb for spending all my money like this, because it was like, well, I don't really know what else to do, so I'm just, this is what I'm gonna do for a while. And it's not like the best set of choices, but it's not worth getting holding on to resentment, you know, about like, oh, I could have done this better a year ago. It's like, well, it's a year later, pal.
Well, no, I think I come at it from that, like, you're just doing the best you can thing, because I had like a baby this year. It's the first year I had a baby. It's crazy. And parts of it were so difficult that I was truly just like, I hope my friends understand that I didn't go to like this drinks thing. Like there's events that are happening that I'm just like, not only would I not be fun, I'm so tired that I can't even fathom going out to have a good time.
100%. Yeah.
And it's just because that kind of stuff is exhausting.
And you're also probably the first of your friend group.
Absolutely.
So
the
they
first
don't
of my
even
friend group.
Have any kind of,
Yeah, there's no context for being like, oh, like, what do you mean you don't, like, or like an event being at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's like, There's no fucking way I'm going to an event at 6 o'clock with both me and Sarah.
Right.
Like, the baby's bedtime is 6:30. We have to.
Yeah.
And I think that navigating that a little bit has just let me be like, you know what? Everything is okay.
Yeah.
As long as I'm kind to everybody, like, yeah. I can flake on plans. I could do all this stuff. It's not nice to do, but I'm just like, I sort of don't have a choice at some point.
100%. Well, I mean, to be fair, you do have maybe the most understandable excuse in the world.
Yeah, but it was hard to get me used to.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to like to make light of that. I just am like, I feel like I would love the excuse. Like, I don't want to have a child by myself.
You want a kid for the excuse?
Well, I'm just saying.
And by the way, that's a great reason.
But I'm saying that like, if I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, my baby kept me up all night. I can't. It's like. It's like, okay, you gay, there you go.
I get what you're saying.
Although society should be organized more like that, to be honest. Like, we make it pretty hard, I would say.
I think it's also made me more accustomed to accepting other people's excuses.
Yes.
Having a baby and all that stuff has made me more be like, oh, when things are whatever, like, oh, you know what? Like, I get it. It's fine. Like, whatever people are going through, like, oh, you're canceling last minute. That's honestly great for me. Like, that's so great. Like, same. I would love to see my friends. Yeah. I would love to do all these wonderful things. Yeah. I do feel so connected to my people, my community.
No, but
when people cancel, I'm just like, you know what? Awesome. Like, whatever you're going through. One time, you didn't come to a party and I was feeling sad. And I was like, honestly, that totally makes sense. And it's fine.
I knew you weren't like upset. I was just never. I wanted to go to this.
But I totally understand that as a valid piece of like, I don't know. And I try to, as much as I can, like, I don't know. Life is really difficult.
It is. And I think this is one. Rainey was saying at work the other day, they never tell you. She was basically like, they never tell you how hard adult life is going to be. And it's like, why would they tell you that? Like, hey, when you get older, things are going to be worse.
No, but it's like, there's so many highs and lows.
It's highs and lows.
But it is just like, especially like, I don't know. I think that because of the way we consume news, because of the economy being fucking crazy expensive and everything's a nightmare. It's just like, life is really hard. And I feel
there are a lot of conditions in America that this is at the end of the day, one of the things you not having regrets, like, I think you have had a hard and like busy year, but I hope that you're able to look with the perspective of like, I've got it pretty damn good.
Oh my God. Of course I do. So by the way, well, that's what the thing I always say, me and Sarah was saying, I'm like, I feel like I'm doing really well and it's still fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, so if I feel that way, then everyone else who doesn't feel like they're doing well isn't even immensely
100%.
So. Yeah. You know, and I think that's the crazy part of it.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. But this is the thing. The beauty of human beings is that we're like incredibly adaptable creatures. We can adapt to hostile environments. We can adapt to hostile bosses, hostile work schedules, whatever. Like, we can adapt to all of it.
Hostile, staying at a hostel.
Watching the movie Hostel and watching people get tortured.
We can adapt to watching Hostel and Hostel 2.
I think they've had a lot of Hostel sequels. Hostel 5, maybe. I don't know.
No, but that is very comforting. Yeah. I also think, like, as long as you cancel and be nice about it, being nice about it makes such a big difference.
Always. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I really wish I could see you guys.
Yeah, if you put thought into
the tone
it.
Of, like, hey, I fucked this up, and I know I fucked this up, and I'm sorry about it, but I am going to cancel.
Yeah.
Is, like, so much better than just, like, gotta cancel.
Sorry, not going to make it.
Like,
that. Yeah, I want people to feel
I will say I do think with texting, it's like there's so much of you need to be more effusive in an email or a text than you would in person because it'll just come across more naturally there. If you're like, I'm so sorry for missing this. But if you write, so sorry, like, does that convey it in written form? I say no.
Yeah.
So
you got to do your English. You're an English major. So lucky you.
Well, I was. Yeah.
You're well trained for these texts.
Like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, Will, where can people find you?
You can find me at W Witt, where I will, of course, be doing a big post on June 1.
Always.
I am hoping to maybe incorporate my idea for my birthday party into the big post.
That's incredible.
I'm still working on the creative, I guess is what I would say.
June 1, everyone. Look
the creative is, it's bubbling, and it's going to be the biggest one yet.
It's bubbling. Rainey, where can people find you?
I'm at Rainey Toll on Instagram and on TikTok, and I'll probably be going live.
Everyone go to TikTok for Rainey's live.
I never get notified that Rainey Toll has gone live.
I've been it once, but here's the thing. Then you get like people from high school on, and then you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
You'd be like, hey, what's up? Just waiting for a couple more people to join. It's so funny. Anyway, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. And if you are feeling perfect, I'm happy that you are. And what do I say at the end? No matter where you are, just remember the perfection is only a couple
away. There you go. He found it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.